And I'm glad you're here this morning to receive a strong impartation. Have you got a microphone? The man who is coming up is a beautiful, beautiful man, a son of our father, a son who, is it a son who you trust is the one you give the car keys to go and buy something and come? You see, some sons, when they get their car key to go to Ishaiso, they'll come to Tanosu. Yeah, they'll go to Accra. You'll be amazed. And when they come, half tank is finished. Where do you go? Just here. Some sons are not to be trusted. Though they are our sons, we have dangerous sons. They are to be watched carefully. And even as they are going out, you have the houseboy watch them for me. But there are some sons there, they are the joy of the father. I mean, when they go and they come back, they bring results. We are blessed to have such a son here. I mean, he has helped us in times past. Not only us, many other churches, to better walk in loyalty. And sometimes when you hear the voice of your pastor over and over and over again, what he mentioned yesterday, familiarity creeps in. They say, oh, pastor is talking again about the same old things again. But a man has come in with fresh air and a touch of fire to set in place things that needed to be set in place. And may you this morning receive what God has packaged for you. May no word bypass you and go to the side. May this conference bring forth established churches in Kumasi. The time of church split, church break, church scattering is over. It's over. The time of my assistant has left with the choir or with the ashes is gone. Now we are building. I said, now we are building. And we are building for years to come. May our children and our children's children enjoy the church that you have started in the name of Jesus. And this morning, you want to put our hands together and welcome a great man of God, a son of this house, Bishop Kweku Amponsa.
Together for Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's why he's the reason for the gathering. So your clapping was too short. Amen. And we thank God for our convener. What a powerful word. Hallelujah. Everything is about power, eh? Yeah. You don't have the power to do it, then you can't do it. Yeah, no matter how you imagine it. Yeah, you no matter how much you are willing to do, you don't have the power to do it, you can't do it. Sometimes people, we don't have the power to gather the people. Then we make excuses. But it's a power. So the things he was telling us, think is a power. You see, the Bible says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. So when a certain power comes upon you, people will be willing to do everything for you. And it takes power. Yeah, so what he preached to us this morning was awesome. And let's all take note of what we heard. So, convener, we thank you for your word. And as he was preaching, I just remembered Bishop Fabian in Turning Point Service. And I said, my God, this voice. Yeah, we thank God for your life. Come on, put your hands together for Bishop Eddie Fabian. And I gladly want to thank God for the life of our dear Bishop, former Archbishop or the Archbishop, Bishop Patrick Bruce. Come on. Yeah. I have always admired Bishop Patrick for one thing. He can condescend to anybody. Yes. And what I realize about Bishop Patrick is we are young. We are young. I mean, he's my senior in school. But he can even ask you, so Kweku, what do you think? And it's humbling that such a man, you know, and some of you think he has not been to school, because when you see us in church all the time, we look like we are illiterate. Yeah. He's a pharmacist. Next to a doctor, you know, from the doctor you come to the pharmacist. They can even all be at par. Yeah. Yes, they should. Yeah, in abroad, a pharmacist is an entity on his own. And so he's not just an ordinary person. Okay. And let's honor God for his life. Hallelujah. I think your clap is anemic, huh? And thank God for Bishop Charles Amu. I mean, awesome. Are you with me? These are wonderful bishops. Bishop Hag. He introduced me to some people, but I won't say it. And we thank God for Bishop Samson. Yeah. You know, these are men I've known for years, and we are still together. And that's the most beautiful thing Bishop Dag has done for us. And Bishop Noblesen, what a wonderful time. He I like the way he always says, I am a good example of somebody who has come out of the Bible school. And I think if you have ever been in the Bible school and you finish, and you just don't know even where you are, look at him. Ask him questions and learn from him. Because he's a successful minister from the Bible. Because some people also make us feel like they went to Bible school and nothing came out. But here we have a good example. Could put your hands together for this wonderful bishop. Hallelujah. And lastly, why don't you clap for yourself that you came this morning? It's a blessing to see. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, speak to me. Give me revelation and help me. Just talk to God. A few minutes, talk to him, because this session is not going to be long. Sukataka Stefa Nisitelebista Jondele Mekandos Tofoni Santalabekista Malimada Labrende Menemekas Tofobosti Chitosta Bata Santasta Fakidestia Chimolonostu Radiste Mredisto Kobonda Rakitiste Klebendi Lufa Marada Bakeste Keyenda Latindo Zagende Remo Dosto, Stefan Dele Mekandis, Holy Spirit, you have been with us since we came. Continue your works. Spirit of the Living God, continue to move amongst us. Spirit of the Living God, continue to brood over us. Malikan de Stefa, Jidon Santos Tobolu, Zagin Dele Mekatosta. Nebo Duze Mali Kalo Bade Sotolodi Sedende Levisti Makanda Lefanda Jido Maruna Masanta Labanda Lekejeste Bende Lebadust Vugana Rana Kasonde Lemekast. We thank you. Father, we hallow your name. We bless you. All the glory come back to you. Jesus, we love you. May your name continue to be exalted in our midst. Spirit of the living God, Activate your treasures amongst us. Heighten miracles amongst us, Lord. And we pray that you will help us to see further, to hear clearer, Lord, and to know you more. We thank you. We bless your name. Remain with us. Abide with us. Dwell right here with us, mighty Holy Spirit, and lead us into the will of God for our lives. Here and now we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may take your seats, please. Not a long one. But you, are you recording me, or we are on the whole world? Is it the whole world? This whole world thing, it limits us. So once you know you are in the whole world, then you have to season your mercy. Mercy.
Flow. Let's go.
So, you know, I have this book in my hands. People hate to see it. Now there is gone to the level where people are burning it. They'll burn it. They can never burn all of them because we have some here. you wish the book will vanish. Yes. There are more. Yeah. And you know, there's a lot to say. I mean, like I was asking Bishop Patrick, what do you want me to say? Like, he brought the 10 loyalty books. You see, the problem is not what, we don't have. The problem is there's so much to say. You try to, which one? Yeah. That's how much meal Daddy has provided for us to eat. Yeah. You sit down, there's so much on the table. You don't even know what to eat. But those of you sitting at the back, why do you love the back? Fill the seats in front. Oh.
Follow from afar.
Yeah. You come to church, I have to come and sit at the back. Thank you for moving. So, let's just touch on something and then we go, okay? All right, yeah. So that Bishop Patrick, I promise tomorrow morning I'll do the culture of allegiance. Okay, yes. Yeah. But today, I just want to touch on why loyalty. He's spoken about it already, but just something so that...
Preach!
Already I have about 45 minutes, so yeah. Remove. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6.
That's right. We go.
Yes. We are talking about loyalty, faith. He said most men. It means most of us. Mm. Most men. 90% of men you meet will proclaim everyone his own goodness. That's why even orangus defend themselves. But he said, a faithful man, who can find? So when it comes to faithfulness, you don't have to speak. We just have to know it or find you. He said, God said, I have found David. Yes. So when you are faithful, you'll be discovered.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You don't have to say much. When you are faithful, God will locate you.
Yeah.
No matter where you are.
Yeah. Mm.
No, I said, no matter the village they put you in. No matter the corner of the world they put you in. When you are faithful to God, he will find you. But the problem is, too many of us like to defend ourselves. Yes. Everybody wants to say something that will make everybody think their matter is good. Yes. So hear me out. That church is not a good church. Hear me out. That bishop is not a good man. You are talking. Yes. But When we look at you, can we find faithfulness in you? Yes. Look, God found him all. God found him. Yeah. God found him. He was looking after a few sheep. There God found him. Yes. He was looking after a few sheep. Yeah. He would defend the few sheep with his life. A bear and a lion will come, and the guy will not allow the bears and the lions to eat the few sheep. That's where God found him. He said, this guy, if I give him the whole Israel, he will defend it with his life. Most men, change the version. Give me a message Bible. Yes, message. He say, lots of people claim to be loyal and loving. You see, when they see the word loyal, they say, oh, they have created some word. Did we write the message Bible?
No.
Because faithfulness is actually loyalty.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, that's what it is. You check the dictionary for it. You check the dictionary yourself. So we should change the name of the book to Faithful and Unfaithfulness. That's all. Yeah, it's a choice of words. That's really true. But people hate the word lawyer. They say, oh, that loyalty church. No. Yes. Yes, it's there in the Bible. It said lots of people claim to be loyal and loving. And that's true. So even the one who is debunking the loyalty, disloyalty message, he is saying that he loves people, so he's liberating them from being stooges. You see, you've put me on camera, so I can't say much. Other things sorted, you are telling you.
Go ahead.
He said, but where on earth can you find one? Where on earth can you find one? Where can you find them? When we give you the microphone now, you will say all sorts of things. You will say the thing you know. You will say how powerful you are, but probably you are not loyal. Yes. And this is the deception. Huh? Many people are gifted, but they don't have character. And they dwell on their gifts, and they think because of their gift, they can do what they like. Yes. So you can see the previous scriptures Bishop Fabian read to us. A heavily anointed man, very gifted, but yes, the valley of Sorek, they finished him. Okay, he carried, the wind carried him. He couldn't remember nothing. He told the lady every secret.
Every secret. I'm surprised by.
So you know, let this loyalty message mean something more to you, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, and it's not just some mindset that somebody is trying to gauge you into something and then make you a fearful Christian. No. Without it, God will not use you for anything.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know that? Without it, God will not use you for anything.
Yeah.
No. You expect your clothes to be loyal to you.
Hey.
As you are sitting down now, if all these clothes you are wearing, the buttons start falling off. No, you get angry. Yeah. What's happening? You know, people buy expensive clothes. I don't know about here, but abroad. When they buy the expensive clothes and then he brings it home and then he washes even the clothes once and something happens. For the money he has spent, he will take the thing back to them. Yes. Yeah. Money back, yeah. If he wears it, something happens, you say no. Yes. Give me back. Because what you told me the clothes can do, they are not doing it. Oh, yes. So they will. Yeah. Yeah. They will. They will. You see, because at some point, it's not the clothes again, it's their name. Yeah. You think when you buy Ralph Lauren, is it not cotton? You buy the name. Yeah. Mm, it's the name.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, special tailor. They are special. You say, I'm called designer. It's like a special cook. He says, I'm an executive chef. Yes. Air hostess. They are made in the air. You see, that's why I don't like this Facebook and thing. You are saying all this thing, then one day you go meet the air hostess. I say, you are calling me made in the air. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. A pilot is a bus driver in the air. Or a train driver in the air. That's all you do. Mm. But you give it a name. Yeah. So that you will not easily take them for granted. Are you with me? That's why we have to become professional pastors. Yes. Professional pastors. Who carry power. Yes. Oh, yes.
I love it.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
May you be a loyal servant of God. You see, they were telling me the story of a rich man who has died in Nigeria recently. They said it's an Access Bank. Yeah, the CEO. You know, they said he was with this AD camp. The guy, he travels with him. He does everything with him. But apparently, when they were boarding the helicopter from California to Las Vegas, where they were going somewhere like that. You know, they said the helicopter was full, or whatever private jet they were in, it was full. And then they said that, okay, they will travel on the plane, and then their luggages will drive and then come later, because I think the flight takes about an hour, but the drive will take about 4 hours. So it's like, we can leave our luggages in the car, they should drive it over, and then we can fly over. Then the guy told the AD camp, I mean, he's alive now saying the story. He's saying that he told the boss that, no, I cannot allow your luggages to travel alone. I have to know what will happen to your luggage. So the boss said, okay. He thinks it's okay. It's a great idea. So that's how come he survived, though. That's how come he survived. Yes. Because the thing did not arrive. So the man, his wife, his son, and the people in there, they all perished. That's how come he survived. His loyalty to them. You know, God wanted at least he to be around. Yes. So you see, it's worth being a good servant and serving well. He didn't have a mind of his own. You would have argued that, let the bags go. We are all going. Well, why should I drive and then you? Ask something. So stop talking about your goodness. Stop making everybody feel like we must all accept what you are saying. Keep quiet and let us see whether you are faithful, whether you are loyal, whether you are a kind of person God can entrust things to. Are you trustworthy? Are you worthy of trust? Worthy of trust. Are you worth that trust? Wow. Yes. Because everybody here, you have something to say. You even have a reason why you have to follow orangus. Hey, and these days there, people have developed to the stage where they say that we are dogs and they are proud to be orangus. And they have gone to study about orangutans. And they, what is all this for? How does it help us? Yes. How does he help us? Have we finished studying the Bible?
Say it again.
Have we finished studying the Bible?
Oh. You have become zoologist.
So, the arguments in your head, let them leave, huh? And prove yourself to be a faithful or a loyal servant of God. Yes, worthy of trust. That's what it is. If he can trust you, if he can trust you, he will give you everything. Yeah. No. It's not like God doesn't want to give things to us. But can he trust you? That if God entrusts $2 million to you tomorrow morning, would we see you in the church again? Would you bring the tithe? That's where the problem is. Can he trust you? That's why he takes us through different phases and different cycles and different things to see what you are made of. Oh, yes. Yes. What is in your heart? Oh, yes. Then tomorrow morning we'll read Genesis chapter 22 to find out, you'll see what it took Abraham through. Yeah. Before he told him that, now I know. Yes. Yeah, now I know what is in thy heart. Yeah. I can trust you with blessings. Because if he can trust you, he will give it to you. So you see that sometimes the things you really want, if you really go deep into God, you will see at some point God gives them all to you and then you realize they are useless. Yeah. Sometimes you are desperate. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have this. You pray. You will fast and pray. You see one day you wake up, you have them all. This one gives you this car. This one gives you this. They give you this. Later you look at it, you realize that thing. What does it mean? Because he wants our eyes to be on him more than the things.
On him.
On him. If he can trust you, then he will give them to you. If he can trust you. So be a faithful, a constant, a loyal, okay, a consistent servant of God. Be the same. I mean, your body may change. Yeah. Where you live may change. But be the same. Are you there or you're already traveling home? Remain the same. Things come to shake you, but remain the same. Events change. Circumstances change, but remain the same. Remain the same. Maintain the zeal.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. You see, you said, Lord, I will serve you. Keep it going. Yes. Don't change. Yes. That's when he will find you from the place where nobody can see you. Yes. And he will do something unique with your life. People can't stay the same. They can't remain the same. No. Yes. You've changed. Yeah, you've changed. Oh, small money, small jobs. You see, and it's the things we have that feed us with something.
Yeah.
Yes. Small exposure, no. I'm walking on the streets of New York. You can't be disturbing me like this, huh? Over here. Here we work. We play, isn't it? We are playing. We change. Yeah. You see the person is sick. He's dying. He's calling for, oh, Bishop, can you come and pray with me? Can you? Yeah. Go. Oh, you be praying. Amen. I receive. Amen. He wakes up from the bed. He say, oh, I have a contract here, Bishop, you know. Yes, I have a contract here. I have to be here. You know, yes, God has done a lot for me. I'll come and share my testimony later. But now I have to be on the move again. Human beings, we are just fantastic creatures. You'll be shocked. The one who is sitting here, who doesn't even want to hear what is going on, is the one who God has helped more than anybody else. And as you are seated here, you confidently say that God has not done something for you that when you look at your life, others don't have. Hallelujah. Amen. As we close. Yes. No, we are closing. Reasons why the subject of loyalty is important. One or two, then we go. Yes, reasons why. Yeah. So you see, you have to have a reason to be loyal. Are you understanding me? So that what the next man you are going to meet is saying to you doesn't affect you. Do you understand me? As in, Bishop Patrick has invited you, okay, to come to his office to eat. And then you found it a great privilege. And as you were going, some people saw you on the way and they tried to stop you and they tried to talk to you. And then you say, oh, I'll see you later. And then they say, oh, look at him. You know. So you move on and then you go to Bishop Patrick's office. But later when you meet them, he say, "Oh, why? You are some way." Then you say, "No, I was in some way. I had the privilege of being with my bishop in his office." You had a reason to just leave them and then go. So what they were saying could not stop you because you knew that going to Bishop Patrick's office was a great privilege. So you see, they can say whatever they want to say about me. I have a reason to be loyal. I have a reason to be faithful. I have a reason to follow Bishop Dag. I have a reason. And because I have a reason, you can't change my mind. And that's more of the reason why you may say they have what? I'm a clone. It's nice. Yes. 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 Yes, you can say what you want to say. Yeah, but I'm not just doing what I'm doing without a reason. I have a reason to follow. Many people don't have reasons. They don't know the reasons. So they are just following. So once they say something, you get disengaged in your head. But have a reason. I said have a reason for being where you are. Have a reason for serving God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes. Have a reason for being part of this church. You have a reason for going to work. Isn't it? You have a reason for living in Kumasi. Yes. There are reasons you can give. Maybe you may even give us 20 reasons why you live in Kumasi. Or you came to university in Kumasi. Yes. So I want you also to have reasons for being loyal. Yes, many. I give you one or two. Many. Yes. Yes, many. Oh, I mean, one or two is enough. Because if I have to drive into it, we are not going to finish now. Because I have 7 years, one for a day. Yes. Number one, it says, loyalty is the principal qualification for every minister. Yes, it is the principal, yes, qualification for every minister. Without it, you cannot succeed that much. So mention every great man of God in Ghana. You can mention, example, who? Archbishop Ajina Sari. Go and check how many years he has been on this job. It's the principal qualification for you to receive any treasure from God. Yes. Faithfulness. He will try you. He will test you. He will take you through things. So when you don't have it, when you don't have that staying power, when you don't have that consistency, when you don't have that loyal heart and that loyal attitude, you will not get much from God. No, you won't get much from God. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Are you with me? So you see, when I meet you and then you say, you are whatever. You've been brainwashed. You say, I tell you that my reason is that I know as a pastor, I know as somebody who wants to follow God, if I am not loyal or faithful, I can't get much from God. Yes. That's it. Yeah. So therefore, what you are saying, you can't take me out. It doesn't matter what you say. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say. I want God. I want what God has for me. I want to follow God, and I want to make it with God. And I know, without faithfulness, without loyalty to his word, to prayer, and to the people he has given me, I cannot get much. That's why he said, moreover. Moreover, when it's all said and done, it is required in stewards that a man, we demand it of you. It's a requirement. Are you with me?
Yes.
Listen, take your mind off Lighthouse. Take your mind off mega church. Take your mind off Loyalty House. Take your mind off all these things. And then now we are talking about God. He requires it of you. If he can't find this ingredient in you, he can't do much with you.
Yes. Yeah.
He cannot do Now I'm telling you, he requires it of you. Yes. God will have to discover it in you. Then he will use you mightily. It looks simple, it looks easy, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's our time up.
No. We just started. Why? 3 hours.
Why? Can he find you reliable? Are you that reliable for God to give you certain treasures and to use you for certain things? That's a question you have to ask yourself now. As we sit here, you ask yourself, can God find me reliable? Because if he finds you reliable, yes, he will entrust treasures and things to you. Money to you, things to you. Are you there? Or are you here? No, if he finds you reliable, yeah. Yes. You know, let's look at one account from the Bible. Then we go. What do you think? Yeah. Is it okay? Yes, one. Yes, one. Then we go. Yeah.
Two or three.
Which one should we? Matthew chapter 1. I think I love that account. Matthew 1:18. You see, One of the people I love in the Bible is this man, Joseph. Yes. Yes. God found him reliable. Yes. So forever, till Jesus comes, he will continue to remain the father of Jesus. Even though he did not give birth to him. So you see, when God is on the move and God has a mission and God wants to do something, he's always looking for a reliable person he can use to achieve that. That's why I'm asking you a question this afternoon or this morning. Can God find you reliable? He said, now, the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Before he and his beloved, they came together. Obani Nyinsen already. Now, you yourself said, and then also the Holy Ghost overshadowed you. And you got pregnant. You, would you believe such a story? So God needed somebody who would believe. Yes.
Keep preaching.
God needed somebody who will believe. That's what I'm saying. If he finds you faithful and if he finds you reliable, he will entrust treasures to you. You won't believe it. Wow. So I said, the way you are angry and the way you are unimpressed, I'm telling you, you are for yourself. Yeah. You are for yourself. Yes. If he gives you power, you will meet too many people who will make you angry. You will kill all of them. You are for yourself. As you are seated here, you are for yourself. Yes. The way your hand is in your pocket, you will give no offering nowhere. If he gives you money, he will never find you again. God can intentionally bless you with money just to make his kingdom advance. He will never see you again. You are not that reliable. He said, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, you see, even him, look, being a just man, he was a just man. He found him a just man. And not willing to make her, because I'm sure he was disturbed about it. Yeah. Was minded to put her away privily. Go on. It's an interesting story. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin. You see, there are things that have been prophesied in the Bible that you are supposed to fulfill them all. But you are not a reliable person, so it may not work. One small test they pass you through. Look at what you have become. One small test. He said, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted as God with us. Go on. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, listen, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. His wife. You know, hey, this guy, he's a wild guy. Here you are. You go to bed. Then you are thinking, let me put her away. Let me just let her go her way. Yeah, secretly, let me just let her go. Then an angel appears to you and then say, no, don't do that. Don't do anything to her. Let's read on. Yeah. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, for he shall save his people from their sins. This is the major thing to happen on. For all of us. For all of us. Joseph was a key. Because look. Even you can be in the house with a woman, she's pregnant, you can still sleep with her because it's your wife. But the angel told him, don't do anything to her. Because the thing, I said, can he find you reliable? Can he find you reliable?
Don't do anything.
No, it's not an easy thing. The woman is your wife.
Exactly.
Okay, she goes into the shower, she comes.
Yes.
And you know when you are getting pregnant, when the lady is getting pregnant, how voluptuous they can look sometimes, juicy, nice. And you are looking at your wife going and coming on. And she's your wife, and you say, something in you is holy. Number one, you have to even believe that she has not gone to. All these dream sentences, you can say, look, I'm telling you, I said, God, when he finds you reliable, no, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Yes, that many years ago, there was a prophecy that a virgin shall give birth. And you see, even when you read the scriptures then, that a virgin shall give birth, you're going to wonder, how is it going to happen?
That one.
So he's always, not just him. I think even now, there are scriptures and things God wants to, there are things God wants to do now. But he's looking for people who are reliable. So he makes us go through different tests and then people pop off. That's why I said, it is required, it is demanded of you that you will be found faithful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are praying to him to make you a millionaire, to give you great businesses. It's not a problem. Can he find you reliable? Can he find? So you will see, every time he's speaking to you about giving some money, give some offering, but you always say, who is speaking? It's the same. The guy also, the angel came to him.
It's the same.
The same. It was a voice. Yeah. It was something. That is not so clear. The whole thing is not clear. Opening is saying. And you say, ask anything. And then you are going to marry her. I'm sure even when you take her to your parents, engagement time, they look at her and they say, hey, Joe, now, when you saw balance about the neighbor, they say, oh, no. Then you will have to explain that, oh, some Holy Ghost be as overshadowed. I mean, dude, does it make sense? Yes, what long discussion is this? Tell us the truth. As we are here, then you are entering church and then we say, hey, what happened? Say, oh, Holy Ghost overshadow, hey, and your beloved is still going to marry you. That's the thing we are going to ask. You are sitting down doing the marriage counseling with them. You will say, what is going on here? So the whole thing was not clear. But God needed somebody who will stand by the Virgin Mary and not give her away. And not spoil that holy thing. Because some of us, the men today, our lust, our pleasures, and the things we want, you look at her breast and you look at her and you say, look, the thing is Holy Ghost by God. One be dear. Infantity me, why? That's all you mean. Today is my birthday. Thank you. The man said, today is my birthday. At least every time we have sacrificed, today, dear, is my birthday. Yeah, and I learned from the doctors that when you are pregnant at these things, they don't spoil it. Rather, they even make the baby stronger. You are not reliable. You are not reliable. Yeah. When he says it is required in stewards that you will be found faithful. This is it. This is it. Yes, Joseph, he's an unsung hero. Yeah. This guy, he's a hero, I tell you. Throughout, as we keep on salvation upon salvation, the name of Jesus, Jesus saving souls, the blood of Jesus, everything. Joseph is to be part of the people who protected Mary. You see, they celebrate Mary, but not Joseph. No, people pray to Mary. But nobody minds Joseph. But Joseph could have actually spoiled the plan. And unfortunately, some of us, we spoil God's plan. Oh, yes. God has great plans. Yeah. With your temperaments, your character, the way you are, God has great plans to use you to accomplish some great works. Some one thing, no. You have been reading unnecessary things. It's fought your mind. Yeah. Can you say you can't give again like you used to give? Meanwhile, when you were a child, God gave you a dream. Yeah, that you will help to build churches. And through that, he will make you an exceptional person. Can you see the dream is dying? Because you're going to follow things that people are saying. You are not reliable. May God find you reliable. I said, may God find you reliable. Yes. It's not about your gifts. No. It's not about what you know. Don't pride in your gifts. Build your character. Don't be too quick to want to say something. Take your time. Be slow to speak. Be quick to hear. Oh, so many times you are quiet. So, he said, an inexperienced person would think that a friendly brother will make a good pastor. He may also think that someone with good oratory skills will make the best preacher. Do not make that mistake. The Bible teaches us that the cardinal requirement for leadership is faithfulness and not anything else. I have many wonderful pastors who work with me. Many of them are not overly friendly, flashy, or particularly gifted. And it's true. Yes. Overly friendly or, you know, some spectacular bush. No. Bishop Richard, he is not like that. But he's an anointed, my God, Bishop Richard. Yeah. To hear his voice and the wisdom that will come out of him, it will change your life. But you will never see him anywhere. The cardinal sign is, they have been faithful right from university, loving God. Yes. And God has found them. Yes. As young as they were, he found them to be people who were willing to serve him. And therefore, he's using them mightily, mightily. I am his son. Yes. Oh, yeah, I am. He tells me, sit, jump, then I'm moving. Yeah. I mean, of course, daddy is there. That one you can't. I said, tomorrow we'll talk about culture of allegiance. When I start culture of allegiance, the guy will have to turn off his thing and then I can speak freely. You can see today he has limited me, but it's okay. Yeah. But all I'm saying is, it will be required of you. Hallelujah. Even God will test you. The fact that something happens, you get angry and you walk away. And then you start speaking evil. It's all a test. So is that what you will do to him? Is that what you will do to him? Is that what you will do to him? Very likely that if he gives you a woman, the woman gets pregnant from a source you can't understand. And then he says, stay with this woman. You walk away. Yeah. You will tell the woman, you know, I'm sorry, it's over. And then an angel will come and speak to you, and then you say, last night I ate too much. That's what your friend will tell you. You ate too much. Oh, these things are not true, brother. Find out well. You better know the truth. If she's not going to tell you the truth, let her go her way. And easily, you abandon your calling and your place in God. As people are helping you very fast to abandon your calling. Yes. Yes. If you can't leave, what? Contact me. Can you imagine? Married contractor, you will tell the woman, if you can't leave, contact me. Yes. Can you imagine? There are many prostitutes. Why don't you go and tell them, if they can't stop it, they should contact you? No, they need help. If they can't leave the business, they should contact you. So that you turn them into entrepreneurs. Many robbers. If they can't stop, why didn't they contact you? Am I preaching to somebody at all? Am I talking to somebody?
Right here. I'm here.
I mean, what I'm saying, if you don't receive it, or if you don't want what I'm saying, I mean, it's okay. I'm sorry that Bishop Patrick brought me to. But I'm telling you that for God, yeah, he will require it of you. And if he can't find it in you, you will jump to this ceiling and come down. You won't get much. But he has done enough for you. From where you are sitting as a Christian, God has done enough for you. So if you want him to do more, then you better adjust.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. This guy adjusted to be a man standing by a woman as if he was mad. It is. It is. It's not a simple matter. And I said that the scripture might be fulfilled. So what scriptures are you supposed to fulfill? But you've walked away. I said, what scriptures are you supposed to fulfill? But as at now, in your heart of hearts, you don't believe. So, your faith is waning off. Maybe he wants to use you as a hero to join the heroes in Hebrews chapter 11. How would you know? Today we are talking about Joseph. Next time, maybe it may be your story. There may be encouraging somebody to continue. But who failed? Anyway, we close. Yeah. One or two, isn't it? I said. But are you going to do everything for God to use you? He sees what no man can see. Yeah. He sees how much you prepare yourself. Yeah. He sees how much you love him. Man, look at on the outward. Yes. But God sees what no man can see. You see, that's how he picked David, though. He said, I have found David. In the bush, he found him. Yeah. And when the king saw him, he said, but you are a small boy. You are a youth. What can you do? What can you do? He said, this guy you are going to meet, he's a giant.
How are you going to fight him?
He said to him, King, one time I used to look after my father's few sheep.
Yeah.
A bear tried to come for one. I fought it. Another time, a lion tried to come for one. I fought. Then he said, there is a God. There is a God who gave those bears and lions into my hands. And he is the same God who will give this man. You see, for the test he had passed, he had realized that God was with him and that this test that he's going to face too will not be a problem. That's why it is imperative that you will stay with God, you will remain with God, you will be faithful for God to bring you out. Look, maybe you are the one God will give a theory to for you to help many more to come. Am I preaching to somebody this? Maybe you are the one that God will use to, you see, so he was not thinking about Goliath and his height and the things he had, but he was thinking more about the God who can help him to conquer Goliath. And I tell you, God is faithful, and David made it. I said, God is faithful, and rightfully so, he used David, that young man, to kill that army general. Because it's not about the age, it's not about the youth, it's not about the professional, it's not about the gift, it's not about what you know, it's about a God who supports you because he has found you faithful. That's all. Yes, your faithfulness. That's all. That's all it is. Go and listen to different men of God. The men maybe you admire. And listen to their stories. Yeah, you will see. It's one to the other. Yeah, you can see. It's one to the other. God has found them faithful. Yeah, to give them what they have. Any one to the other. You go and listen. If you don't believe us, and then you have some you believe, you go and listen to them. You will see one to the other. One to the other. Yeah. They did things that gave them what they had. Yeah. And there's a prophet in Accra. What's his name? Amwaku. Yes. He said, that man used to be in Kumasi. Is it the powerful man? Yeah. He said, I saved him. He said, I saved him until the last day he was leaving the house to go. Yes. Yeah, he said, cleaning his shoes, doing things. He said, I saved him faithfully. No wonder. Look at what is on him and what he can do. You, with all your education, with all your power, come and sit down with all your 0.1, 0.2, 0.3. You can never have, because God has to find you a faithful person. Then he drops his treasures into you. So, when it's all said and done, it will be required of you. Yes. It will be required of you, my brother. It will be. Yeah. You, it will be. I don't know you, but it will be. I don't know you. I've not met you anywhere. I can't remember you anywhere. But it will be required of you. Yes. Yes. It will be required. It's a requirement. Yes, it's not something that you can just put up with. You know, because when we talk about the car, are you with me? Yeah. You cannot say that an air conditioner is a requirement. It's not. Are you with me? You cannot say that a player, what do you call it, CD player or radio, it's not. These are the gifts. These are the things that make the tree nice. But a wiper is a requirement. Lights are a requirement. And God will require it of you. My brother, you may have been to Bible school. I don't know who you are. You may be whatever. You may say you are the most biggest prophet in town. It will be required of you. Yes. He will have to find you reliable. to leave his treasures with you. Yes. And when he finds you, he has found somebody he can use to fulfill a scripture.
That's right.
He has found somebody he can use to fulfill a scripture. So you will see that throughout the life of Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin, Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24 was a scripture till he died. And then they were rolling the casket out of the church and they put that scripture up and they started playing his voice. Yeah, I mean, speaking the scripture. And just by that scripture, he came out of the bed, though, as a boy who was not formed well, who they should have, the grandmother of someone said, let's go and bury him. Yeah, until he became a normal, he said he couldn't breathe well. Until he became a normal person and God used him. What an iconic grandfather. What a man of faith God used. Because when God finds you faithful and reliable, he's ready to use you to fulfill a scripture. Can he use you? As you sit down, you are looking at my face like that. You want something from God and you read scriptures and you pray. Can he find you reliable to give you those treasures? You have to answer that question for yourself. Stand to your feet. Are you okay? Huh? Next time I meet you again, we'll go to fight the fifth column. I don't need these things on and then, you know. To one of the reasons, yes, for remaining loyal is to fight the fifth column. Yes. The fifth column is the enemy within. Within. Are you understanding me? Because what did Jesus say? He said, the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. Sometimes the foreign elements in you is what is fighting you. Yes. The cancer makes you grow wherever it attaches itself. It makes the cell or whatever organ grows abnormally. Yeah. And September the 11th, yeah, that famous day in the history of America. Yeah, America was invaded by some people. They did not come from outside. They were enemies who were within. So the danger is the one within who is able to carry the message out. And many, the fifth column actually is growing. Yes. And it's because people don't fear God. People don't care about God. People don't care about being real. We are not real Christians. We really are not spiritual. We don't care what happens in the spiritual realm. So I can be in the church and do what I like, but I'm a liar. You were a liar. You were a pretender. You were a mimera. It's nice to come and shake the hands of Bishop Fabian and say, oh, how I was blessed. How was this? You are the very person who will take his words and go and twist it and say it to others. You are a faith column. I see. These things, when you say them, they are on the thing. They will hear you and say, that is them. Oh. You see, these people, they and they have released the dogs.
Yes.
Oh, they've released us and we've come. And if you're a man, come.
Come.
Yeah, don't sit somewhere and write. Come and face me here. I'm here, come. Come. And that's how we are. So as you are sitting here, you are bold about everything. But if I don't come, they will call me. So I've come. But as you are here, you are not interested. You're not impressed about anything anymore. And you have good reason for the enemy to be able to say things they like about us. If you did not go and say it, how would they know?
Yeah.
You are the enemy within. So you will see, they don't like these messages. Yeah, because it fights them. They don't like it when you say they are pretenders. They don't like it. But you are a hypocrite. You are never real. You are fake. Yes. One day, a brother, a pastor, he got, somebody gave him a present, and it was a shoe, and it wasn't his size, it was my size, so he told me to take it, a Louis Vuitton shoe. Yes. So I looked at the shoes, and then when I wore it, it was a bit tight on my leg. So I said that I was at work. Then I said, let me go to Regent Street and take it to the Louis Vuitton shop so that if they have a bigger size, they can change it for me. Yes. So when I took it to the shop, the guy, they have the reception place. I took it there. They looked at it. The guy looked. He said, I should wait. Then he went to the counter. Then he checked. He checked under. He took it. Then he told me I should come. Me too, confidently. I got up. Yeah, I went. Then he told me that when he looks at the way I'm dressed, he can see that I'm not some wishy-washy crazy guy. Then I told him I'm at work. But this is a present somebody gave me. So that's why I brought it. He said to me, I would have called the police to arrest you now. I said, oh, me, I'm at work. Can you imagine my boss will hear they've arrested me? I said, lunchtime, you've gone out. And then the guy told me, he told me, people like you, who you are the people who mess up our products. I don't know where, not knowing the thing was from Lomé. Louis Vuitton from Lomé has landed in England and has come to my hands. And the guy told me, you are the people who mess up our products. He said, this is a fake product of Louis Vuitton. He turned it like this, turned the leather out, all of a sudden the thing began to, you know, mingle some way. You are not real. You are not real. You're not a real Christian. You're not a proper Christian. You're not a strong Christian. I put it to you. China made Christians. Yes. Who don't know scriptures, don't understand anything, and everything is about your feelings. Who you are, what you want, and what you want to do. Let's pray and close. that the prince of this world will come and will have nothing in you. Because one of the things you will discover about the enemy is he will always try to look for something he can use against you. Either to spoil your name, tarnish your image, or destroy you. Are you okay?
Yes.
No, you are with us, but you are not with us. Yeah. You are with us, but you are not with us. Yeah. And people think they can carry on like this forever. Yeah. But with time, you will receive your reward. Huh? Yeah. Yes. With time, you receive your reward. Yeah. People think they can carry on like that. You can never carry on like that. I said, with time, you will receive your reward. Yes. Are you okay? That's what he says. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2. He said, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. You see, there are two seasons. So you see, he said, a time to be born and a time to die. There are different times. So you see, when you are born and you are living and you are partying and you are doing things, you may even never think of the time you will die. But the time will come, you will die. It's the same. When you are planting and then you are doing things and you are misbehaving, you will never believe a time will come that you will reap what you are sowing. So you be careful. Let's pray. Let's thank God. Kulabasta. Selabadaya kadesti. Melobadaya mos. Lekandele be cast. Kulamadaya mamondesti. Shibandele be bandolobosti. Malabas. Shebandala babondes de klebene mekedes toa. Stubandele bebas sakande. Malimodoro no mokusti karana makes de blende menekotostia. Chino loboda katista baye. Vigondos tu. Zemlanda bada katasta. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, one of the reasons for being loyal, being faithful, one of the reasons is that the love of God will fill the church. We need love amongst ourselves. Yeah. I need you, you need me. It cannot be that you don't need me. I need you, you need me. Yes. Suspicious of each other. We are not sure what we are doing. It is better it's just us. Yeah. And we love each other. Yeah. Than being with people who, after we finish talking, you go and twist what we are saying. Yeah. And then you bring some tension between all of us. We don't know who is who.
Nice fellowship.
And the love of God. It's one of the main reasons for loyalty. That the love of everything revolves around love. Do you love me? You won't hurt me. Yeah. You love me, you will forgive me. If you really love me. Yes, even if I've offended you. For the sake of you are my brother, you are my sister. Let it go. Let's move on. Yes. That the love of God, that the love of God will fill the church. He said, by this all men shall know. Yeah. So as we keep on battling against each other, fighting ourselves, and giving wrong stories about people, say, look at them. They claim they are Christians. And what did Christ die for? What did Christ die for? I love Bishop Fabian. Yes. I love him. That's all. Yeah, that's all it is. There's nothing else. Yeah. I loved Bishop Okobotino. I loved him, Bambi. Oh. That's all it is. Then you are here with us. Then today this. Tomorrow this. Then you go and say this here. Then you say this. What's all this? How is it going to help us? And you see, some of you, it makes us funny in the church. Yeah. Hey, this is your attitude. There's no love. Yeah. I don't know where your praises are going to. And I don't know where your prayers are going to. He said, when ye stand to pray and has ought against any, forgive that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. You can't forgive. He will never forgive you too. And you too, you offend many. Yes, you too, you offend many. Yeah. Yeah. As if to say that we are the only people smelling. You never smell. Everybody smells. Yeah. Oh. What do you mean? Why do you sometimes we make the Christianity too complex? And the assignment he gave us to do. Yeah. Yeah. That go ye into the world. We have thrown it away. And then now there we have turned ourselves into champions and managers about how we can prove what is in the church. That's what it has come to. Somebody gather the people, and then I will come. And then when I come, I'll be the one say, throw this one away. You throw this one. You throw this. No, no, this pastor is not good. That's your job. Yeah, that's your job. Like we gather, then you will come and scatter. It's time the love of God
yes.
will fill the church. And you need me, I need you. Yes. Yes. You need me, I need you. Are you with me? Huh? Is it just me who needs you? No, you need me, I need you. Hallelujah. Huh? Is something changing today? I said, you need me.
I need you.
You need Bishop Patrick.
Yes.
And he also needs you.
Yes.
And you will need people all the time. Including the day you die. People have to carry you and go and put you in the cemetery.
Yes.
You can't even go to the cemetery yourself and go and bury yourself. You need me, I need you. Yes. You can't walk into the grave. Yeah, people have to carry. Somebody has to bath you. Yeah, they'll clean you and put you in the, yeah. People have to buy a coffin and put you in. Somebody has to do it. You cannot say you don't need us. The church has made you who you are. Argue, go all over the world. Say what you like. The church has been a blessing to you. It's only ungrateful people who things have been done for them. And then once they are not happy, they walk away. And then they make it seem like they never even have been in the place before. Okay, let's end it here. Yes. By this, all men shall know that ye are my disciples. Yes. Let's love one another. Let's love our church. Do we love our bishop? Do we love the Father God has given us? We thank God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We honor you. We praise your name. Thank you for helping us to remain loyal, faithful, remain the same. That Lord, the rest of the years remaining ahead of us, you will use us by your grace to accomplish just a little for your kingdom. We thank you for your grace and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.